With how many shows does this do? Oh, we'll talk about it in the church.
Two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Healing Thing. I'm Devil Fish. She's
Psychic Angel.
We'll do another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Welcome to the bonus episode of Here's the Thing. Joshy is out. He is about to be a wedded man. He is finishing up his joint bachelor party, returning back home. Keep him prayed up. We understand he's under a lot of stress. He's got wedding to plan. He's got handsome to be. There's just a lot of things going on. So he'll be back next week. God bless you. Before we get into the topics, first I want to say this Friday, Grief Sucks, we will have Dallas on sale. Y'all been killing me about Dallas. Dallas will be on sale. Honolulu, Dallas will be on sale for a show December 19th. I'm doing a show in Honolulu on October 24th, I believe. We're adding more tickets to Houston. They're opening up more tickets in DC, adding a second show in New York, adding a second show in Raleigh, and a second show in Detroit. After that,
there's another show in Detroit. Somebody missed it.
Not a full tour. This is just a little bit. This is just
How many cities?
36 cities. That's all it is.
It looked like more than that.
At least 40 cities.
It looked like more than that, Kevin. It didn't look like 36. It looked like 120.
It's just 36 little cities. Mm-mm. And I actually did some research on a show in Tupelo, Mississippi. I was able to find a venue. They actually have a venue that seats 10,000. I was like, dang, I don't have no 10,000 in Tupelo. A second show in Atlanta. Thank you. We're adding a second show in Atlanta. After that, I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to a different city. I won't be able to help you after we've added those. If it sells out, it sells out. I'm not adding no more shows. Or dates. If he dies, he dies.
Kevin, are you going to get tired of crying? You're going to cry every show. Eventually, you're going to be crying from your nostrils. You're going to be crying from your old hairline. You're going to be crying everywhere.
I hope not. I think as a performer, I owe my audience the honesty of the show, and I'm going to find out a way. So I'm gonna stay hydrated. I'm gonna get plenty of proper rest, but we're gonna be okay. All right. Let's talk about this real quick. Well, first, Angel, I just saw this on socials, and we gotta talk about it.
Okay? What?
Because part of the Beat My Meat Gate is for Christians, so I just want to talk about this. This was going viral on Threads. This user said, does anyone know of any Christian-based Chinese or Japanese restaurants / buffets in Houston, or do I have to open up one myself? The Buddhist statues and idols chilling in here. It's a whole devil's altar, A-L-T-E-R. And people are in here, in there unknowingly. There's so many spelling errors in this.
Yes.
Unknowingly dining is what they meant to say, but it's spelled dinning. Mm-hmm. Angel, we haven't talked about this. What are your thoughts on Christian-based Chinese and Japanese restaurants?
I'm feeling like the slow class is now in session. Like, and they got the login to Twitter or X in Threads, and they're just saying stuff. But now I think back, I'm like, maybe all the people a lot of the people I was at church with was slow too. Because that sounds insane to me. That sounds like I want this from these people, but please remove yourself from it. I want your service. I don't want you.
And you know what that sounds like? Those politicians who didn't want immigrants but wanted to go to Mexican restaurants. and didn't, and the disconnect wasn't like, you don't see how you don't want these people in your country, but you want their food made by them, but also you don't make it.
Yeah, it, that's what I was going to say. It sounds very white nationalist, Christian nationalist. And I don't understand. For us not to want our kids to read Harry Potter, we come up with the most fantastical, like, storylines. Like, I hope that she just eats whatever was created in America and only that, like, from American culture. She shouldn't be able to eat anything that is linked to any Asian culture where Christianity is not the the prominent religion.
Well, you want to shake the table. You want to shake the table. You be Christian and evil and owning a steakhouse. Christian people sometimes just use the moniker as an armor, not the armor of God, the armor of evil. Because they know in a Christian country, all you got to do is say the president of the United States talk about being a Christian and do everything opposite of what the Bible tells you to. And people be like, well, at least he's a Christian. In what action? Grabbing by the coochie? Sexual assault? Stealing? Lying? Demeaning people? 2 Corinthians?
I'd be really wanting to know what fruit people be talking about when they say you possess the your fruit does not bear that you're a Christian, right? Because I've heard people have that discourse about you here recently. And I'm like, what fruit are we looking for? What right. is the, and I think the fruit is just, well, for you, it's a little different. For Trump, it's just saying, I know the Bible.
Right. Yeah, they got Jesus.
The Jesus guy, he's pretty great. Not as great as me. Pretty great.
Jesus guy, not as great as me, is crazy, Angel.
That would be something he would say. Where I'm like, if you're mean, if you're constantly judging people, but saying that it's you're doing that because in the Bible it says we're supposed to, like, you know, I guess be the litmus test in I guess people's heads. I don't understand. They be so mean, so nasty.
So nasty and so rude. Let me tell you what. When I go to, first of all, Buddhism is not a religion. It's a way of thinking and being, from what I understand. You can be a Christian Buddhist. You can be a Hindu Buddhist. That aside, I want you to serve the God of your understanding. If you from the East and you Buddhist, if that orange chicken is orange chickening, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I need y'all to know how to use that wok the way you do. Fry that rice. Use that thing. If you Muslim and I go down, when I go down and eat my in Egypt, and I want to go and eat my my hummus, okay. Mm-hmm. When I'm in Greece and I got that baklava. Okay, if you Muslim and I need you to be, because I need you to be for real. You understand me?
Yeah.
When I'm in Egypt and I'm eating, what's the egg dish, Angel? You know the egg dish from Egypt. Start with an S.
Why you
and
think
it's got like tomato? It's tomato based with the egg.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You went even further.
About that Egyptian breakfast
omelet. Starts an omelet. A slomlet.
Hold on.
A scrambled egg.
Shakshuka.
That's what I said.
Shakshuka. If you Muslim and you make that shakshuka with that tomatoes like you're supposed to do it. I'm not concerned with your religion when it comes time to eat. You understand me? You know how silly you sound saying if you there you come in your somebody in Patreon said this. I agree. It feels very colonizing. Let me extract part of you that I want and discard the whole of you.
It is, and it's very disheartening when it's from the mouth of a Black person. I just did not see us becoming the colonizers. Like, as far as it, obviously we're not overtaking anyone's land, but to try and dictate how someone can express their culture, I just didn't see this happening.
Yeah, and I didn't either.
And it's like
sometimes people would go viral and be like, is there any Christian fun activities like a Christian skating or Christian painting or Christian weaving or Christian yoga? How strong is your Jesus if you can't do nothing that ain't Christian? How strong is your relationship with Christ if you can't be around nobody that ain't no Christian at any time? You got to get your Christian up. If you can't do nothing that ain't Christian, how are you, ye of little faith? I'm going to come in. What you mean Christian painting?
When I found out that there were Christians who wouldn't do yoga.
Oh, my God.
I said, and this is why we fat and got heart disease. This is why. Our chakras are full of cholesterol. That's why. Cholesterol in Christ. You just try to meet the maker right now. Just Christian exercising.
Christian exercising. What are you talking about?
It's the dumbest thing. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out which one is it. I'm trying to figure out if the numbers have gotten larger of these people with little brains, or if I have just gotten better sight.
Right. And
I'm now.
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.